CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
What's happening, people? Wake up! You are hanging with the worst guys.
At a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5.
Yo. What is up, yo? What is up? My name is Malcolm Cooley. I'm hanging out with Ria Business Sistela, as usual, my partner in crime. And I'm also joined by some entertainment revolutionaries here. I'm hanging out with Thomas Hazy. What up? Say what up to the peep, dog.
Yo, what up, everybody?
And I'm also hanging out with Dave Martian, baby.
Hi.
You guys know that guy. He's been here with us before. He's blowing up in the music game. We all are, actually. We actually are. And that's what we're here to talk about.
You know, if they don't know him, why are you sleeping still in 2017?
Why are you sleeping?
Run.
Benek, wake up. All right, it's cool to be with y'all on this Wednesday afternoon. It is 2:08 p.m. I hope you're having a blessed day, because we definitely are. As you know, the show is always coming in hot. We've got so much on the news. Didaba, very interesting news. We're also talking to these homies about their careers, what they're doing. Dave Martian is going mainstream on us. Electric DJ.
I think he might just go flip mode on the mainstream. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's gonna change the mainstream to make the alternative the mainstream. But we'll get into that. We'll get into all of that. Man, it's just a blessing to be with you guys today. Yo, Rehab, let me catch up with you for a second. How you doing, dog?
Dog, flexing on the world, dog.
Oh, are you? I see you came in with a fresh German cut. We're gonna go beat up today,
yes, my boy. No, it's not even just that, dog. Nails are cut. I've manscaped downstairs. My hair is on fleek. Dog, I just feel like a fresh person. You know
where
what I'm saying?
Where are you going? Are you, is today the wedding day?
No, dog, not even that, bro. You know when you're just grooming and shit, and then you feel fresh. You feel like a new man.
Today's one of your hot days.
Hey, bro.
You get days when you're like, yes, us. Today I am looking
fresh.
There's other days where you're like, dripping swag goo, baby, dripping swag goo.
Catch it.
Hey. This is your day. Nah, man, it's good. Thomas.
So nice.
Let's chat to you for a second before we get into some news, man. Let's just find a little bit about you. What's your story, dog?
Yo, man, I'm Thomas Hazy. I'm from Boxburg. Just out here doing what I do best. Just
Boxburg.
Rapping. Yeah.
What you want to say about Boxburg?
Yo, why are you trying to talk smack about my neighborhood, bruh?
No, come.
Boxburg.
Don't worry, I got you, bruh.
I'm
surprised you don't have a flat peak cap and a tattoo on your calf.
I'm not from that side of Boxburg. Nah.
But you know it exists.
Yeah, of course, bro.
All right, so you're a rapper, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you up to right now, dog?
Just working on some projects. Hopefully I'm going to drop this year. Working with a guy named Swish. Working with another homeboy named Ty Dilla from Boxburg as well. So
hectic.
Just trying to put the city on the map.
Hey, you look focused, bro. I'm keen to hear.
Always focused.
Always focused. Stay focused.
What is it? Are you going to drop an album, a mixtape?
Just a tape. Three things for now.
Easy.
And what are you, how many songs are on it?
Right now I've got one with Swish. I've got like 5 songs on there.
Yeah.
And then the one with Ty Dilla is like 11 tracks.
Because we do have a track that you've done with Dave Martian over here.
Yes,
which I'm expecting to blow my ears away.
That's actually on my project.
Oh yeah. What are you releasing a new project?
Yeah, it's going to be deep.
Crazy. What's the name of the project?
It's called Frequency Manipulation.
Are you that guy? You're a manipulator.
You know what I'm
you're
saying?
You're a beta-nizer. You know when they say you're a womanizer? You're
a phonometrician. That's what they call it. A phonometrician.
Go Google that. Cool. Coming with the jargon there.
Mm.
All right, so Frequency Manipulation coming out from Dave Martian. Do you have a date?
No, I don't have a date, not yet.
Alright, but we'll get into all of that. For now, let's get into a little bit of what's happening in and around our world, yo.
Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Farrah. Extra.
Okay, it seems like Playboy might be able to get away from Penny this time in the news, eh?
Alright. So, first things first, Ford is in some crazy situation. The Ford Cougars are catching fire everywhere in South Africa.
What?
There have been 50 Ford Cougars, which 51 now. The latest one was in Pretoria.
51.
I saw that.
Cars that just catch on fire, dog.
How blazing must you be going in that whip? Street racing on some Fast and the Furious.
Wait. Explain this to me. Does the car just like catch a light, or is it like the engine?
Or is it because you're running too fast, or what?
It must be. It must be a production issue, because there's been a massive recall by Ford. 4,556 of this 2012 to 2014 model. It's the EcoBoost Kugos. So, yeah, that's...
Well, we know what car to buy.
Yeah, or not to buy. But I can't imagine that. Imagine just driving all of a sudden, your car's on fire, blazing.
Do they have some correlation to Samsung, or what's going on?
Seems like
Ford, you know, the directors at Ford have been... They've been having chats with the Samsung guys. And George Ferreira, what's happening, boy?
You know, this is they took it too literally when they said, we're bringing the heat with this new car. We're bringing the fire. That's not what we mean, guys. That's not what we mean. So that's been happening. Also, Cape Town is in a bit of trouble. Apparently, dam levels are expected to dip to 20%, experts say.
Damn.
And the city only has enough stored water for the next 100 days.
But they live by the ocean.
Exactly. Go dip your water and get your buckets there, because you guys love talking about the sea and the beach and the view. Yeah, how are you going to go see the view when you dry mouth and you don't even have...
And that water's salty, dog. Yo.
Yeah.
Imagine like blazing, bro. You're like, bruh. Got dry mouth.
And you're like, yo,
where's the water, bro?
Where's the water, bro?
I just swallowed your spit, my boy.
I don't have any left, bro.
Oh, yeah. So, screw you, Cape Town. That's just because that's coming from a true Joburg, whatever.
Even Boxburg has water. What now?
Yeah, we out here. We got dams.
Niggas have dams in Boxburg.
About dams now.
Cape Town's beautiful, guys.
It is.
I was there. It's amazing.
You know, when you
I'm asleep though.
All right. Okay, so this is my favorite story. Actually, there's two of my stories that are coming out that are my favorite. The one is that there's another pastor on the loose, my boy.
Snap.
He's a bad man. He's healing people by telling them that if they have vaginal warts or vagina pimples, he heals them with his shoe.
How does that work?
So you're going to put your shoe
You come
inside.
Forward. You come forward as a woman with vaginal warts.
How do you...
Firstly, it was fair, man. Stop what you're doing. And then you come to...
It's not always the case.
Let me tell you something here, guys.
Tell me,
when you're doing your grooming,
Yeah,
no.
Have you ever had an ingrown? Like, yo, who did I sleep with?
Nobody.
Niggas, guys.
That happens, dog. That is a
yeah, but let's not you. Let's be real.
These pastors, they everywhere. How come I've never been to a church with one of these pastors?
They sleeping. Our pastors.
I just
want to
see this with my own eyes. That's all.
No, I want to know who these fools are that are believing this, bruh.
Dude, they don't even question, bruh. Like,
see,
yes. Amen.
Right.
This is the sad part, because people are looking for something to believe in. People need faith. And now these pastors are coming with bullshit.
Exploding.
And taking advantage of the fact that these people need something to believe in. And that's the part that I think is problematic. A shoe.
Ish, dog. How do you know?
Why would you put a shoe on
it's
your vagina?
Anointed. Holy shoe.
Anointed by my sweat.
I feel like this guy's got a weird ass fetish. And people want to judge me for loving toes. Fuck y'all.
No,
I ain't putting my shoe on vaginas.
Toes. Toes are important.
Toes are the one, dog. The only one.
Toes are important.
All right. So there's another minister. His name is Zendile. Andries of Victorious Faith Ministries. So guys, if you hear Pastor Zendile talking to you about putting shoes and socks in your vaginas, say no thanks, guy. No thank you.
This year's Christmas is gonna be filled with hoes with fucking Christmas socks in there. Santa's gonna come leave some nice treats, you know what I'm saying?
Have you been naughty or have you been nice?
Hey guys.
And the next story, which is my favorite actually now, I've decided. The Minister of Home Affairs, Malusi Kikaba.
Oh boy.
He reckons that in 2070, we're going to ban lobola. Oh, and people who are unhappy with their wives can collect refunds this lobola. This is a bill that they're putting into action, which is apparently meant to be implemented in 2017. As a black man.
How do you feel?
Yo.
Let's talk about this.
Let's talk about
it. Yo.
I mean, let's talk.
Like.
That's real, dog.
All right. Okay. Like,
firstly, there are benefits.
Firstly, I was never paying lobola. Let me tell you that.
Hey,
for no one.
Yo, man, like, there are benefits to what this, like, this whole proposition. I kind of agree with it, yo, but
yeah.
At the same time.
Okay, here's the thing.
If I have a daughter, I'd like this nigga to pay. To you know what I'm saying? You know,
what?
I put in that word, dog. Damn.
Okay, what about the father side though? Like, you don't, how do you get reimbursed when the other guy doesn't get reimbursed, the wife?
Yeah, but that's real. Like, there has to be certain grounds, like, upon which you say, this is what I can reimburse myself on.
I also heard something about proof of purchase. How do you do this?
Proof of purchase.
Oh. I mean, it's not like when a labola is made, you know. There's no tax invoice. No,
they must give you a slip, my boy. That's the way it is. You must say, this thing must be structured. Yeah, we've got technology.
Tactic.
We've got EFTs. We've got all this business.
Tactic. So you got to give a receipt after you give your daughter away.
Well, listen. Here's
human
the thing.
Human trafficking.
Here's the thing. It's based on women rights activists, apparently. Apparently, Malusi Gigaba says women of various groups, women rights activists, have put pressure on the minister, saying that something like lobola is the root cause of imbalances between spouses.
Viva!
Yo.
So we can't even say it's men. Now, women are pushing this agenda. Say apparently the women that are behind it is the Women's League, NC Women's League, the Women Net, Women Institute for Leadership.
Hectic.
These are the organizations that are pushing this. What do you think? Does it create an imbalance between spouses?
I think it does, you know, especially in the specific ethnic group that it applies to. The men don't, from my opinion, men don't see it as ilobol njenje. They see it as I'm buying you, bruh.
I paid for you.
I paid for
that's
you.
The logic,
no.
That's the logic we know. That's the logic we understand.
Exactly.
I bought it, so it's mine. And
you know what I'm saying?
That's where the problem with the money comes in, I believe.
And so once you remove that, then you're starting to break apart that structure of, you know,
ownership.
I own. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's crazy because, like, in the ethnic groups, like the ones that it applies to, you get very little divorces as opposed to where, like, with white people.
That is true.
Yeah, that is true.
For some reason. I don't know if it's because of that lobola principle.
I think, no. But also keep in mind, like, when we get married, you know, and some shit goes down, you call Abu Gogo, and you sit down, you have a meeting, and then, Kuluma get Wednesday.
I'm here for the refund.
But
I'm here for the refund. If we're going to stick to our culture and pay lobola, if it doesn't work out, I'm happy, I must get my money back. This is now business transaction.
I would never
pay lobola.
Does it come back the full price, though?
It has to, surely. Those details have not been released. But it's true. Okay.
Time-wasting fees.
Here's the real issue with that is that we have to think about the cultural differences between us now in modern society, thinking about feminism, thinking about the hold that patriarchy has had on the world since the dawn of time. And we're getting to a place where people are more free than they've ever been before. And this includes women. And women don't want to be seen as property either. So this is the ultimate debate. Because when you speak to some women, they'd say they want to get paid for.
They
want lobola. It's part of their culture. It's what they know. It's what they understand. But when you speak to others, feminists and these women groups that are pushing this agenda,
they're strong.
They like, no, but let's understand that at the end of the day, culture or not, this is patriarchy and you putting yourself as a man above a woman.
See, that's what also makes it hard to implement within our society. Because you've got a divide in between those who are for and those who are against it.
Yeah.
So now there's no middle ground.
It's tricky,
there's no middle ground to say, okay, here we can find a solution. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's either you pay or you don't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Either black or white. It's done.
It's hard. Yeah.
Maybe that's where the refund comes in.
Yeah, but I think we create like a more equal society when you can just choose whether you want to be paid for or not, as opposed to just saying, this is the outright
I'm wondering what effect this is going to have on customary law, because there is a section of law which is set aside for African rituals and traditions, and now with this bill being in place, that's going to put a spanner in the works.
Yeah.
Because now the modern society is influencing on customary law, and customary law still is pro lobola. Yeah. And it's a form of law that we have. So now what happens in that situation? Who's more important?
You know
the
what?
West modern world or our customs, the traditions that we were having before Planet Rock landed on us?
Here's the solution.
Yeah.
Choose whether you want to pay lobola or not. Or you can play Ching Chong Cha. Like,
yeah, maybe if we can play Ching Chong Cha, if she loses, she pays, if I win.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ching Chong Cha solves everything.
All right. I feel you on that. All right, so that's what's been happening in and around our world. You are chilling with Malcolm Vili and Ria Bitsisela of the Worst Guys.
Wake up.
And we're hanging out with these dope-ass guests, rapper Thomas Hazy DJ Dave Martian. Should I take the DJ away?
Yeah,
or are you,
please.
You're not the DJ.
No.
Yeah, what is the thing? What is the deal behind that? Are there too many
DJs?
Dude,
I was never a DJ. I just like had to like perform, and I never had like live gear, so I decided, okay, I'm gonna have to DJ at the moment. So,
and I also think having the name or the initials DJ kind of deters from your value.
Exactly.
Because there are a lot of people who call themselves DJs who aren't really doing anything.
Yeah.
They're just playing music that is popular at clubs instead of creating music, which I know you do, and you do it very well, as I've seen you perform and play before. So I completely understand why you'd want to remove like, DJ from your name.
It also like pigeonholes me into like being a DJ, because I'm not going to DJ.
You know,
I'm going to have like a live band. Doing real shit.
I see. So when you say you're going to have a live band, what would you be doing in that scenario?
Playing keys.
Oh, okay.
And getting on like my hardware, like having an APC controller, like stuff I make beats with, and then having a drummer, bassist, guitarist.
You do that live, or it would be pre-recorded that you'd know that you're gonna
play? Some pre-recorded loops and stuff, but mostly live, like and experimental, like
that's
trying
dope.
To break boundaries.
I see you're trying to break boundaries, because I listened to you on Fire FM on Sunday, and the mix was really dope. I want to know how you feel about mainstream radio. Do you think that mainstream is dying, or is it something necessary for a musician such as yourself to do in order to get recognized, in order for your name to get out there?
Mainstream, man, like, it's there, but it's like, it's becoming unnecessary, like, because of
the
just
internet.
Technology. Yeah, the internet, like, everything there is at your disposal. The internet is now, like, mainstream. Pretty much.
Yeah.
So it's like, I could say that mainstream radio is low-key dying.
I think very, very high-key, you know, high-key dying.
I'm just being humble.
No, I agree with you.
Like, mainstream is there. And as I said, like...
So you don't think future artists that come after us will need radio in order to be successful? Because there are a lot of artists who will now be able to become successful straight through the internet.
Exactly.
The radio will pick up their jams from when they've already become successful because of the internet.
The radios are now catching up
to
the actual independent artists.
Yeah.
Which is...
And that's everything to me. I think independent artistry is the way forward.
Exactly.
And the main reason for this is because we put in that pigeonhole that you're talking about as an artist, you are expected to be a certain something in order to appeal to a mainstream audience.
Exactly.
But if you put out art and it's good and people resonate with it, people are bound to come to you. It's natural selection.
It's honest.
Yeah, and it's honest as well. And that's what I appreciate about alternative shit and what we're doing here on this side at Cliff Central. On that note, you want to play one of your songs. I'll play one of yours, Dave Martian.
Well,
and
it's actually a feature.
It's
Julian Gomes track featuring
Broken Tamagotchi.
Yeah.
Featuring you.
Yeah.
All right. Dope. And then we'll get into the track that you did with Thomas Hazy a little bit later. But yeah, for those of you who are listening, please talk to us on WhatsApp. Contact us at 07874 82090. No dick pics, but nudes are accepted.
Hey.
Broken Tamagotchi, y'all. You see, this is that kitchenist vibe, dog. When it's all smoky in there, the floor is shaking.
And you're just moving, dog. If you want Sammy's eyes.
That's Broken Tamagotchi.
You know what I don't like about Kitchen is you get these random girls that are so hammered out of their minds that come up to you.
Oh, that's my favorite part.
It's like the roles are reversed. You know how men always come up to the girl, hey, baby, what's going on? These guys don't even ask questions. They come up and grind on you, bro.
They like, curve you when you start talking.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Kitchener's was one of the first
shut
places.
Up and dance, dog.
Kitchener's was one of the first places where a girl just bought me a drink from nowhere. I was just chilling there, standing. Oh, it's like, hey, you want a drink? Man. I'm like, hey, what's up, girl? I hope you don't expect me to come home with you afterwards. I'm not just a piece of meat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. You are back with the worst guys, man. We have such a dope session here in the studio. It is 2:32 on this beautiful sunny Wednesday afternoon. Uh-huh. Yeah, man. Just catching up with Dave Martian, catching up with Thomas Hazy.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about music that you're releasing. Performances. Oh man, where can we catch you? Where can we catch you, Dave? What, in fact, not even where we're gonna catch you in the future. Where's your favorite place to play in Joburg?
At the moment, I love playing at Kitcheners. It's so, like, you know.
Yeah, and
like,
the energy is there. You know, the thing about Kitcheners is that they don't, they far from mainstream. That's where they allowed South African music to grow.
Yeah, that's like the heart of like our culture musically, artistically.
Yeah,
like Bram.
Because they do,
town,
yeah, for sure.
Mabone, everything.
Because there's comedy there on Tuesdays as well, which is always blazing.
Too sick.
It's just
too wavy. Yeah. Okay, so Kitcheners is the place to be. The Orbit.
The Orbit is dope. I haven't been there in a while,
yeah,
like, but it's amazing as well, like, especially for jazz.
All right.
And yeah, man, I've got a gig like next month,
yeah,
in Bramfontein at a place called Tricky One.
You forget, just,
but it's, yeah,
wherever it's you go, it's gonna be lit.
Just
that's
follow me on Twitter and you'll know.
Yeah. All right, so tell me about anything that's happened since we've last spoken. I know last time we spoke, you came back from the Red Bull studio. You just came with Zane and
you know what's trippy? Last time we spoke, I came back from Cape Town. This time I also came back from Cape Town.
Yeah, what was happening in Cape Town?
I had like a young mini tour that I tried to organize and it was quite great.
Yeah.
Played at like a festival. I played at a few venues there, met up with some dope artists.
Yeah.
About to collaborate with some of them.
Who you think of collaborating with?
I was working with this guy, these guys named Beat Sampras. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Like, yeah, they've been a cool name.
Crazy guys.
Smart.
Guitarist and beat maker named David and Dylan. Ugh, amazing. And then linking up with like people who like curate events as well.
Yeah.
Because I'm also trying to get into that too.
Yeah.
As a man, you know. But yeah, dude.
Have you got any thoughts on business, the business side of the music industry, or are you just focused on the art for now?
I'm learning as I go, man. Like, it gets tricky.
Yeah.
Especially like, yo, dude.
That's hard to do. I'm not going to lie.
It's a tricky one because it's like, it's art and people are sensitive about their stuff and there's like relationships and
gatekeepers.
You know, it's like everywhere, dude.
Every
industry. So
you have to break through somehow.
You just have to be super dope uniquely.
Yeah.
Something that no one else can offer.
And you have to refuse to let them tear you down.
Yeah, don't let them
if the door's not opening, you make another one.
Don't let them take you for a push.
Take you for a push. That's a quote from Dave Martian himself. Yo,
why let them take you for a decent man?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to play a little track from you and Thomas Hazy and Shembe.
Yeah, ASAP Shembe.
Shout out to Shembe.
Amazing. Right. That song is special.
All right, cool. So this is some more music from the homies here in studio. I hope you're enjoying out there, yo. Yeah, that's 88 Keys by Dave Martian, Shembe, and Thomas Hazy.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Yeah, man. You know, this type of music is also the type of music I like to listen to. You know, when I'm chilling in my room, you know when you've got a vibe, your room is lit, it's filled with that green herb smoke,
and
people are just tuning in, you know, into that purple swag. That's what it is to me. It's so purple, man.
But it takes you on a trip.
Yeah, exactly, on its own.
And that's what I love about music. Not all music, because not all music does that. Some music is just relevant for that moment. You know that trap hip hop vibe, but like this one, when it takes you on the word I was looking for.
Takes you on a journey, yo. We've been taking you on a journey. You are hanging out with the worst guys. We have prolific artists Dave Martian and Thomas Hazy in the building, taking us through what it's like to be in the mainstream these days, but still keeping it real and authentic with their music. And I genuinely do believe that this type of style is going to become the mainstream in the future. So I'm really impressed, man. I'm really impressed. But Dave, you know this. We've been hanging out. Homie, when are we chilling again, dog?
Tomorrow.
Let's have a session. All right, no, man. It's really good to have you guys in the building.
Dude, it's an honor to be with you guys.
Yeah, man. It's such a pleasure. Man.
I love you.
See, even men could say I love you. It's not gay, my man. It's not gay.
I don't need to say no homo.
No.
I know.
It's 2017.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we're about to wrap up the show, man. This went by so quickly. I just want you guys to plug in, man. Tell us what you guys are doing. Tell us where people can catch you. Thomas, say what's up to your people, dog.
Yo. First of all, y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Thomas Hazy. Hazy with a Hazey. I'm releasing music quite soon, probably by March. New project will be out, doing nice things. Shout outs to Daddy Longstem. Shout outs to everybody.
Away.
Yeah, man. Dave Martian, DAEV Martian, SoundCloud, Facebook, Instagram. And then if you want to find me on Twitter, it's @_DAEV_. And yeah, I've got like, I'm releasing a new song like in a few days.
Yeah.
From with this guy from France. So yeah, it's gonna be exciting.
Hey, you're international.
I know, that's dope, man. That's really dope. I see you say you're releasing another album or another project, Frequency Manipulation.
Yeah.
That's the name of the project. Yeah. So keep an eye out on that.
Other projects.
Yeah. You can catch this guy on the social medias, and you can catch us, the Worst Guys, here every Wednesday at @_WorstGuys, and on Instagram and Facebook, we're just the Worst Guys, and you can follow us, see what we're getting up to in this day and age. We might be coming something hot on your TV screen soon. I can't say too much about it, but you might see some jokey jokes from the Worst Guys on the television screen very soon. That's the plan. We're about to go into the Worst Guys cipher that we always do, and I'm told, Thomas, you want to join us today, man.
Sir, I got bars.
I'm so glad, because a lot of times, you know, people feel sensitive about freestyling or rapping or radio. No. But I mean, if this is what you do, that's why we do it every Wednesday, and we do it in the worst way, man.
Wake up
with Mark Abdullah, Reba, and Cecilia, the Worst Guys, and we will see you here same time next week, baby.
Cheer.
Hey. This song is on a trending tip these days. I don't know if you've noticed. Even Kim Kardashian is Instagramming and tweeting about this shit.
Let's go in. 10 seconds. These niggas wanna question.
Hey.
I'm coming through and I'm going in the exit. I don't know, but I wanna text it like it's mixing. It's tricky. Niggas wanna pick me in the soccer team.
Hey, Dave Martian with the bars, yo.
I'm saying, Jay-Z. Dedicated to proving to you I've been better, and I'm barely entertained while she handled my fourth letter. Two stompies in the pocket. Matter of fact, I could keep it easy. Just hazy and wavy. I keep it sleazy.
Hey.
Matter of fact, I'm chilling. It's a verse for all those who don't understand that I've been hazy. Patrick Swayze, and maybe keep it easy. I'm aftermath and I'm shady, lurking in the streets. It's just a freestyle.
Yo, this is the freestyle, nothing too serious. Hey, don't get too delusional. Sometimes I be getting too delusional with the hazy smoke in the air. That's THC, and we are on Cliff Central. B, it's Mark and Dooley and R-E-H-A-B. We're chilling with Dave Martian. He's like a fucking Spartan when it comes to the music that he be sparking up in the music industry. He says that he's going mainstream. Mainstream is so easy to do. That's why he's doing it so easy. Going on 5FM, but hey, once again, the radio game is going down.
I'm sorry to say that.
We got the crown. I mean, even these niggas are brown, but they know that we are the future. The white people are losing. We are the future. Hey. I said, hey, we're about to take over, and I'm gonna drive the Range Rover. But hey, I wanna be like Hova, put up in a suit, and you know what I do. Some people don't know how to transition from the nigga shit to going in the boardroom handling all that business shit. But hey, I'm sitting in the meetings with G Cliff. Everybody know that I'm jumping on the cliff and I'm flying down, and I'm gonna be a plane, and I'm gonna go insane, and I'm gonna make it rain, cause I got the money that will fly from the plane, and I'm rolling private. Everybody wanna see my privates, but I say, hey bitch, just not yet. I'll tell you in my hotel room when I come, when I bring the doom, like these pastors who are telling you what to do. I could change your life if you just take my shoe.
Hey,
ooh. Hey,
yo, hey, yo.
Nah, yo.
Drop the mic, yo.
Yeah, let's go in there.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Too much heat.
Too much heat. Bitch, don't hang out with y'all.
Shout out to the worst guys.
Yeah. You're chilling with Markham Jr. Rio vs. Cecilia.
Wake up.
And we are out. CliffCentral.com.